Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum's. Some call him Brisket, apparently. Do they? Do people walk into the store and say, hi, Brisket?
They say, are you the big Brisket?
Right, exactly. Say, no, I thought no, you'd
I'm,
be bigger.
Yeah, I'm, exactly. I'm the little Brisket.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
So you had a haircut.
He's getting ready for Passover, have you noticed? Wow.
Did they find any comments in that hair when they cut
they
it off?
They didn't.
All right, so Baruch, I mean, you've come here for your weekly punishment.
Yes. Okay, what have you got for me today, boys?
Remind us why you keep coming back.
I think I'm getting stronger each week.
Right, I think so. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. No doubt about that. How is, you know, the truth is what I really do want to ask you today is, how is the frenzy out there? How is that Pesach frenzy?
It's quite interesting. What I found fascinating this year is that people like to know that they have their stuff, irrespective of if they're going to be using it there and then or not. So even
Explain
though,
that.
So if someone has placed an order for a potato kugel as part of their order, which is going to be used on the last day of Pesach,
right,
they need to know that that potato kugel is in their freezer at least 14 days before Pesach, just so that they know that it's there.
So are you a measure of the country's or the Jewish community's anxiety levels?
Absolutely.
That's interesting.
I understand that because I've already shopped for Pesach 2020. It's in the freezer.
Yes.
And if we don't have load shedding for another year,
yeah, you'll be fine.
I'll be fine. If we have any load shedding next year,
it's a disaster.
Wrecked.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, imagine eating 2019's beef in tzimmis in 2020.
Is tzimmis still a thing?
It's a thing, yeah. It's a big thing.
I feel so un-Jewish.
It's also a big Rosh Hashanah thing.
Yeah. Oh, but it's meant to be Rosh Hashanah because it's sweet, right? Yeah.
No. Inedible. There's some things that even my shtetl taste buds just reject.
Which is what? Tzimmis. Also, I can't do tzimmis.
If you take a...
It could be because my late grandmother made the worst tzimmis in the world.
Like, with prunes.
Yeah, and thankfully she left that recipe to nobody. We're very grateful that she didn't share recipes. Well, that recipe,
If you take a savory potato kugel with a lot of salt, and you dip that into the tzimmis sauce, which is typically a very sweet sauce, you get a very nice flavor profile.
He wasn't satisfied that our arteries would clog. He now wants our blood pressure to go up as well.
Salt. So it's salt and sweet.
Salt and sweet. It's the best.
I happen to like salt and sweet. There's nothing quite like popcorn and chocolate.
Yes, the best.
But look, I don't like potato kugel either. Maybe it's,
Your Jewish genes are taking a dive.
It's true. I'm just thinking I don't like herring.
Really?
Gefilte fish.
Oh,
I do like gefilte fish.
Just explain this to me.
Yeah.
Why do we not have proper Jewish delis in South Africa?
I think he
forgot that I was here.
Do you want me to play again?
Are you selling gefilte fish?
So no. So we're a meat store. We only do meat.
Okay. Explain to me why I can't go somewhere and have gefilte fish and chopped herring, like, and sit down and have proper Jewish food.
Because the three people that want it. I don't know. Why?
No, I seriously can't understand. If I want Kanedlach soup, where can I go and get...
At Nussbaum's in the winter for 3 months of the year.
I can't wait till Game of Thrones has ended.
Why?
Winter is coming.
I can't anymore.
let me just say like this, because it happens to be our busiest Wednesday of the year and I have to get back to the factory, yes.
Oh, no, stay a while.
But you're still manufacturing things. Yes.
Wow.
Surely it's too late.
It's fresh, though. Shows you how fresh their product is.
Everything's very fresh. So I just want to say like this. First of all, a happy and kosher Passover to all of our loyal customers and to the whole community at large. The burger and brew, again, just to reiterate, will be open Monday to Thursday next week.
And remind us what we can eat there, because we can't have rolls.
I've been telling everybody about this, by the way. I'm very excited that you're open. And I think that you have done the right thing by not trying to pretend that it's normal rolls. You come there, you can order stuff without bread. I think that is absolutely genius.
Yeah. So we are open on Monday, which is a public holiday. And we are open on Tuesday and Wednesday regular times, which is 12 to 9. Thursday, which is Erev Yom Tov, will be open just for that lunch 2 hour period of 12 to 2.
Okay.
In case anyone's hungry before. Burger and brew tonight and tomorrow will be classic burgers, and house burgers and fries only.
Oh, that's very
so
clever.
So there won't
very
be wraps
clever.
And salads and
nothing fancy. You're just going to go.
It's just a burger and fries because it's going to be chaos.
So you can do the volumes, in other words.
Exactly.
So
tell me something. When I come for a burger during Pesach, I obviously can't have mustard on it.
Yes, correct.
Because mustard is not Pesach Dekawa, just telling you as your religious advisor.
Right, I didn't actually. I mean, I suppose I should be aware. No. But what's mustard got in it that is a mustard
seed? The mustard seed,
is
kitniot. Is
it kitniot? Ah, okay.
So are we going to put chrein on the
burger? We can. Chreinase, that's great.
Chreinase, okay.
Chreinase is great.
Is chreinase a thing?
Is that a thing?
Big thing.
Is it like Nando's peri-peri-nase? Perinaise.
Yeah, listen, in Jerusalem and New York, it's much more popular than Perinaise, for sure.
Wow. Chreinaise.
Try it, guys.
No, we grew up with that. We grew up with that.
Really? I actually saw it yesterday at the hypermarket, and I actually bought some.
First of all, Howard, come on, you can make your own mayonnaise.
I could, if I knew how. What? Egg?
You take, okay, let me explain
and
to you.
Eggs and oil, and you just
whip
it up.
Yeah, all you do is you take two eggs. Put them in your Magi Mixy thing. Switch it on. Let it beat nicely for about a minute. Slowly, slowly take a bottle of sunflower seed oil. Pour it in very, 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 very slowly.
While it's beating.
And then, at the end you add salt and lemon juice to taste. And it is the best mayonnaise that you could ever eat.
Really? Is it that simple?
It is honestly that simple.
But you need patience to pour that oil.
Yeah.
That oil's a story.
The same guy that didn't have patience to warm up, steel cut oats in the microwave has the patience to make mayonnaise.
You know, if I was sensitive, how's that attitude? How's that voice?
No, like I'm
it's shocked. Not that I didn't have the patience. I didn't know how to do it. And it exploded over the microwave and turned it into cement because it's called steel cut oats. Who buys something called steel cut oats? That's the point. You don't
I'm
need to
shocked.
Eat that. Baruch, Nikki wants to know when her order's going to be ready.
Nikki who?
I don't know. So I'm just saying, you know, people are worried.
Nikki for next Pesach or the year after.
Are people still collecting their orders?
People are still collecting their orders. We are phoning customers a day or two in advance to tell them, do not come into the store until we've told you that your order has arrived, because then it really becomes a frenzy. So when the order arrives, we call you and then you come and collect. And we've got a nice ordering system. So order number P28, which is in the back left shelf, and hopefully you don't have to wait.
I have such anxiety listening to this, and we're not even home for Pesach.
I just want to know. So, like on Friday, Erev Chag,
yes.
Until what time are you open?
12:00.
12:00.
That's good to know. That's important.
11:45. If you haven't collected your order yet.
No, I'm sorry. Then you don't deserve to be keeping Pesach.
Then you must starve.
Last year or the year before, I witnessed an almost fist fight between two Eltere Yiddish bobbers.
Yes.
Who's going to take the last chopped liver?
But they already had
their orders, but there was one left on the shelf and it was 12:00.
And I thought maybe
which
they
made
just
survival mode kick in straight away.
So talking of which, chopped liver is actually hard. Because if you buy livers yourself, you have to kind of recasher them and do all sorts of things. So you make fully made chopped liver. Except you don't put the egg on top.
You have to
do that yourself. That's also hard because you have to separate the whites from the yolks, and you know the liver underneath the yellow tastes different from the liver underneath the white.
I have one more public service announcement.
Right.
Before I have to go back.
I am so anxious about Pesach, and I really wasn't until you walked into studio.
And that is the Nussbaum's Deli will have a whole range of ready-made foods to eat. Grilled chicken portions, coleslaw, potato salad.
So from when?
From Monday next week.
Oh, so that's for during Pesach.
Yeah, and
what
we're also
going to
do fried chicken schnitzels in matzah meal and all that kind of stuff. So if you want to take home a ready-made meal for the family, it's available. And also if the burger and brew is going to Meshuggah and you don't feel like waiting an hour for your food,
right,
you can go next door and get some cool stuff.
That
as
is
well.
Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Wow. That is really brilliant. Neil says you guys are so restricted. What does it even mean, Neil? How very dare you? All right.
And if I still want to get my Chol HaMoed cottage pie.
Yes.
Are there still some available?
Yes, they are. And I had a taste yesterday. It's very nice.
Really?
Yes. Natural ingredients.
Top is carbs, correct?
Top is carbs.
Underneath that,
protein. To get through Pesach without carbs? I don't know. It's not going to be easy, Howard 16.
Well, look, a compulsory, apparently, I do have to have a certain amount of matzah halachically.
Yes.
Yes. How much is that again?
I think it's about 5 kilos worth. Yeah. 5 kilos worth, and you have to eat them, and you have to eat it in 30 seconds or less. It's 5 kilos of, yes, yes. I have no idea. I have no idea. I know that I have a seder with people that sit with measurements. I'm the black sheep in the family.
I go
with wine. I'm very religious.
Baruch, I don't know if you do this, but I went to a shul seder and the rabbi and his family were eating the matzah out of a packet.
I do that as well. Yes.
Yeah, because that's Baruch's brethren.
Yes.
That's the Chabad thing.
So yes. Just in case a crumb would fall on the table and
God forbid,
get wet.
Don't even say things like that. Don't put it out there. And don't put it into the atmosphere.
What do we do with the packets afterwards?
Put them in the dustbin. Or we keep them for the next meal.
I thought you had to eat the packets. Ansan wants to know, when is hot beef and rye available until?
Till tomorrow night, 10 o'clock, I think. Thursday night, 10 o'clock will be the last.
So if you're one of our non-Jewish listeners, which is around about 50% of you, and you're listening to this conversation, admit it. Be honest. Are you shaking your head in wonder and thinking how you guys managed to invent a 3D printed heart and all the latest technology, and this is the conversation that you're having? I think I've just found one of them out. Zanati, what are you thinking right now?
I'm listening to this conversation and thinking these Jews are insane.
No, for sure. It's not even a question. Neil says, Howard, I'm not being rude. I meant that what you can't eat, I understand why you do it. I'm only playing
Neil,
with you.
I don't understand. We are completely and utterly insane.
Zanati, what are you thinking when you're hearing this level of anxiety, hysteria, and
it's a lot. It's honestly...
It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming.
I think the most overwhelming part is after you've burnt your chometz on Friday at around 11 or whatever time it is, the hunger pains.
I told you, I gave you the solution. The solution is pickled brisket and potato salad for lunch. And I promise you, you won't have hunger pains. With a bit of onion in it, it's delicious. That's the way to go. And I'm sure you've got pickled brisket going on.
Sure, sure.
There we go. Time is 8:24. We have to let him get back to work.
We do, but there's one thing. There are people in our community who haven't eaten a pizza in 2 years. But the moment Pesach finishes, they feel the need to go get a pizza. Can you please explain that?
You're asking the wrong bloke. I'm allergic to gluten, I'm allergic to lactose, and I'm a butcher. I'm sorry.
But that is absolutely so true, because tell us that you can't have it. And
even
the moment
we
can.
Don't want it,
absolutely.
The moment Pesach is finished, we're going to go stand outside a kosher pizzeria and try get a pizza.
No question about that. 8:25, Baruch Lurie from Nussbaum's wishing you a Chag Kasher V'Sameach. Have a wonderful one. And fantastic the initiative that you guys show and how easy you make Pesach seem for our community.
Did we ask you if you've made your Pesach dik biltong yet?
Yes, it's made.
No, I'm talking to Howard, who has his own Pesach dik biltong.
You know what? I'm fighting with everybody at home right now. All right. Time is 8:25. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. 101.9 Chai FM.